Greetings, everyone. This is the Manifest Telecast with Perry Stone. And I want to say to you that this is a very important teaching. It's called Recent Strange Warning Dreams That I've Had. I'm going to talk about the rules of hearing from the Lord in your spirit, in a dream, or in a vision. Now, I'm going to just say this up front. There's been three bad habits that have occurred in the charismatic community. And I want to share these with you. And they're concerns of mine. Number one is people saying, hey, God told me, God told me, God told me, God told me. And many times it is a habit. They have just said that as a habit. Now, my dad said to me years ago, he's a very spiritually minded man. He said, Perry, never ever get up and say that the Lord told you something unless you absolutely know from the Word, He's given you a Word or He's told you something, and you judge it in your spirit and you judge it by your burden. Don't just look at somebody and say that unless divine inspiration is upon you. And a lot of people say it, and I think it's just a habit with them. And some people get more words from God than the prophets got in the Bible, you know. And the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1 that we should try the spirits to see if they're from God. So there's nothing wrong with questioning and judging when someone says God's told you something, told them something for you. Number two is what I call prophetic roulette. Now, I know there are people, and I've met some of them, that have a true prophetic gift. Now, what do I mean by prophetic gift? God gives them words of wisdom and words of knowledge for men and women. It's a real gift. It's not a hit or miss thing. When they speak something and say something, people will say, man, that was spot on. That was right on. I don't know how they knew that, because it's a gift from the Holy Spirit. But there's what I call prophetic roulette. One pastor told me, he said, I pastored this church and somebody had this prophetic word and they'd say, yeah, I'm with you and I love you and I care about you. Somebody would jump up and say, yeah, I hate you. I'm against you. He said, I called them dueling prophets. He said, I had to sit both of them down and say, you need to keep your mouth shut because you all are contradicting each other. And it was, and that's where Paul warned about people becoming in the flesh. And, you know, we don't want to get into 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14, where he set the rules to do all this. But there's prophetic roulette. And then the third thing that happens is, and I'm telling you, prophetic roulette's not a gift, is what I'm saying to you. You don't hit or miss when God tells you something. He's the spirit of truth, okay? And so he's not going to, well, yeah, I said that to them. The Lord told me that, but, you know, that just didn't happen, blah, blah, blah. No, 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 no. God didn't tell you. Just admit it. Because he is the spirit of truth. He's not the spirit of fakery. He's not the spirit of trickery. The third thing is what I call false gifts. And one man years ago, and he started out very sincere, but he got caught doing something that shocked a lot of people. There was a woman psychic that came on with a list of 8 or 10 things that were supposed to happen that year. Well, this guy went to a church and he starts reading what he said the Lord gave him, and it basically aligned with what the psychic said. Well, they traced it back and found out the psychic put it out first, the guy put it out second. And by the way, most of what the man said and the woman said never happened. And another guy was walking around and had an earpiece in his ear and had a guy in the parking lot taking people's license plate numbers down. He'd call them out and say, yeah, you work at so-and-so, because they had, I won't go into how they did this, but they had their information on a file that they can go to that repo people use. That is, can I tell you, that is an abomination before God. And I think manipulating a gift when it's not a real gift and saying it's from God can be borderline blasphemy. You're definitely vexing and grieving the Holy Spirit. And that is something, look, if you're going to operate that way, you don't even need to be in ministry. But these are some problems we've had in the body of Christ in the past that need to be dealt with. Now, there are some guidelines I want to give everybody watching me right now that are very, very important, okay? Number one is this. Number one, you need to learn to hear from God for yourself. And you need to learn that God will speak to your heart and to your spirit when you're saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. And He does it by putting a burden on you or impressing you with information. Learn to hear from God for yourself. Number two, do not, and I'm going to go to this just to read it, do not lean on personal words from everyone. Because there are people out there that always want to give a word to somebody. And in many instances, they just miss the word. And I know people that have tried to match people up. You know, the Lord told me you're going to marry this person. Well, then the person is confused because they never felt like they were supposed to marry anybody. Or they definitely never were pulled to that person. Don't depend on other people's personal words. There are people that try to manipulate other people through alleged messages from God. So you need to learn to hear from God yourself. You need to not just believe everybody's personal word. You need to know the person giving you that. You need to know something about their credibility, about their reputation. And the third thing is this. People will say to me sometimes, because the Lord has used us at different times in gifts of the Spirit, Brother Perry, do you have a word for me? And I would just say, I sure do. What is it? What is it? I said, go home and read your Bible. They get mad at me. They get mad at me for telling them to go home and read their Bible. But most of your answers are going to be found in the Word of God, is what I'm trying to say to you. So it's very important that you learn to just hear from God yourself, the inner voice, those little voices, those still small voices. It's important that you judge every word that somebody says, the Lord told me to tell you. There's times you bear witness with it, and if you do, praise God, it's a confirmation. But if you don't bear witness with it, something's off, don't be all bugged out and worry about it. And number three, always remember this. If you need an answer, you need to go to the Word of God. And let me say it to you this way. I wrote this down, and I want to read this to you. When you totally lean on other people to hear from God, you are like a baby that's living in their stroller. Not being pushed around, they're living in a stroller. What does that mean? You are always going to be dependent on somebody leading you, taking you, carrying you. Now, for a baby Christian, that might be okay because they have to learn. And they have to learn these things. They have to go from the milk of the word to the meat of the word, right? But you've got to understand as an adult that you have to learn to lean on God on your own, a personal relationship with Him. Now, I just feel like saying, if there's somebody in your house right now, look at your neighbor and say, the real is coming. The real is coming. R-E-A-L. In Joel chapter 2, 28 and 29. The Bible says that God will pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. Sons and daughters will prophesy. Old men would dream dreams and young men would see visions. Now, I want to talk to you for a moment about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Throughout the Bible, the Holy Spirit, especially when you come into the book of Luke, you know, and the Spirit of God is coming on Simeon, the Spirit of God is coming on the father of John the Baptist. The Spirit of God comes on the day of Pentecost. As the Spirit of God begins to move in the earth, there's one thing I can tell you, and it's through Old Testament, it's in New Testament. He brings revelation. And when I say revelation, I'm not speaking here of the book of Revelation. He can help you understand that, of course. But in the New Testament, it's written many, many times about speaking by revelation. Revelation means the unveiling of something that is hidden to bring understanding to that which is concealed. So remember this, as the Holy Spirit is being poured out, there's going to be a lot more insight into prophetic truths, a lot more insight into understanding the last days, etc. So the Holy Spirit's outpouring that's coming brings revelation. Now, how do we know that? Because it says the old and the young are going to receive this, and the sons and the daughters. Now, in the Old Testament, it was mostly, except for Samuel and Josiah and some of these, and Solomon, there's the three of the younger ones that heard from God. It was mostly people in their late 20s, 30s, and 40s and older that received the visions and the revelations. And number two, it was mostly men. You find very few times, there are examples, you have like the prophetess Deborah and others, but it was mostly in the Old Testament men. Now, when we come into the end time, it'll be the youth and it'll be the older merging together. It'll be men and women. And for those of you that don't believe women should be involved in ministry, you got a rude awakening coming, because women are not only involved in ministry, they're called of God to do ministry. and the harvest is ripe and the laborers are few, and God needs all hands on deck, and he's going to pour it out on men and women. Servants are the men, handmaidens are the women. Now, the third thing I want to tell you is that intrigues me is old men will dream dreams, young men shall see visions. Now, some people have interpreted this that don't believe in the actual outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that the old men will be able to be given dreams about what they should do and dreams about this, and the younger generation will have the fire and the zeal, and they will visualize things and go out and do it. That is not what that means. It is literal dreams, and it is literal vision. And I can tell you that because let me just use myself for an example, which is a little interesting. When I was a young man, God gave me visions. I think, I don't want to try to go back and count this. I'll miss the number, and then somebody will hear another number later and say, well, he contradicted himself. I don't know how many visions I've had. It's less than 10. But when I turned 60, and this is before I was 60, I had a lot of visions. When I hit 60, probably between 55 and 60, I started having mostly dreams. And now I dream continually. Most of them are not spiritual dreams. It's just a dream like you would have. But there are dreams I know that have come from the Lord. Now, I want to ask you a question. What is the difference between the young men seeing a vision and old men dreaming a dream? Now, this is something the Lord showed me, and I want you to listen to me. Young men who are young in the Lord, who are starting in the ministry, need a vision to convince them it came from the Lord. A vision is three-dimensional. A vision involves hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, and touching. And you cannot doubt a vision. Now, dreams, you know, are dreams. You can be in a dream and it's not a vision. But you will know, trust me, you will know when you have a vision. You can lay your head down and go into what the Bible calls a trance and see things when that happens. So there are visions. But a younger person needs that because they don't have the experience in knowing what something means. Let me explain it this way. The older you get, if you've stayed in the Word, you have extreme Bible knowledge. You know the symbolism of the Bible. You know that God uses symbols. You know a snake represents Satan. A dove represents the Holy Spirit. So you understand a wheat field is the children of the kingdom. Tares are the children of Satan. All of this is interpreted through Scripture, right? So the older you get, you don't have to have the vision to convince you it's from God. You will have a spiritual dream using symbolism. And you will wake up and say, no, wait a minute, that was a snake going through a wheat field. That's the enemy trying to attack the harvest. You'll be able to interpret it based on your knowledge of the Bible. Now, something else happens at age 50. They have discovered when people turn at age 50, there is a neurological shift that happens in their brain. And there's been books written on this, that people will either begin to move in memories or they will begin to reorganize and begin to move in a vision for their future. So you become either a visionary or a person that lives in memories. Now, that's why at over 50, there are people that start going back to their childhood, to the places where they were raised. They go back to remembering things years ago and good memories. They go back to the old songs. In fact, some of the old songs you never hear people sing till they turn 50, then they go back to the old songs. They even go back to listen to those 60s and 70s radio stations. You know, Elvis Presley, and he's still singing. He has a radio. He doesn't, but people that are over his state have a radio station. So what I'm saying is that when you get 50, if you're headed there, you need to understand this. If you're there now, this is why you will either at that point say, well, I get to retire in 15 years, can't wait. Well, I get to do this. And then you'll go back and talk about the past, or you will be talking about the future. And churches, many times that are smaller churches, people are always dealing with their past and what used to be and what was. The larger churches are growing because they have a vision to reach the community. Now, my father, and we're going to get into this, we're going to talk about warning dreams for a moment, but my father had a gift of dreaming and interpreting dreams. It just was a gift that God gave him. And let me tell you that when he would have a warning dream, some of them were very troubling. Some of them were a warning of premature death. Some of them were a warning of possible danger. Now, here's what he taught me. If you ever have a dream that troubles you, do you feel like it's a warning dream? He said you must pray immediately for divine intervention, because it does not mean that what you saw will happen. God has given it to you to prevent it from happening. Now, if after you have prayed and done everything you know, You need to pray for it from happening, or you need to pray for God to give you a way of escape. And there have been warning dreams I have had that God showed me, and he would show me what to do, and it prevented something from taking place. But then there's also warning dreams that you will have that you know it is a warning from the Lord that something is going to happen. And what you have to do then is pray. And then you have to prepare. So there's praying and preparing. Now, I want to rehash something that I said, but I'm also, I really weighed whether I should tell this very interesting dream, and I'm holding off on one of them because I don't have the total clarity to it. It's very, very interesting. It's very, it woke me up almost shocked, okay? But I have had dreams really for the past couple months. And in a couple of these dreams, I see departed ministers that I knew. I just about dream about my dad and mama almost every other night or every night sometimes. I dream about my grandparents, John and Lucy Bava, that were very close to me. I dream about grandma being back in West Virginia. And so those are just dreams that you have, probably because of the subconscious of missing someone or thinking about someone. Or, you know, sometimes it's the season that you're in. We used to go up to their house in West Virginia every summer. So now when I smell cut grass, I think of Granddad Bava's yard in Davis, West Virginia. Virginia, where I used to go up there and help him cut the grass, okay? But in one dream, I kept telling Pam, I'm having a dream about a very dear friend who passed away, and he keeps appearing in these dreams, and I see things happening, and it's not him doing it, but he's like involved with warning. He's warning people, he's talking, and she said, Perry, have you thought about this? This man that I keep dreaming about pastored churches in three coastal areas. He pastored on the west coast of California, right near the ocean. He pastored on the east coast in Georgia, right near the Atlantic Ocean, not far from there. And he also pastored in Texas, which was right near the Gulf of Mexico. Now, when she said this to me, I felt like that the reason I may be seeing this man is something going that's going to happen on the west coast, something that's going to happen on the east coast, and something that's going to happen on the Gulf of Mexico side, not the California side, but the Gulf of Mexico side. And the reason I'm saying that is because I have had, and most of you know this, this is not me saying this because of the recent horrible, terrible Texas floods that happened weeks ago. I'm not saying it because of that, because you've heard me talk about this if you follow my ministry. I keep seeing water. I keep seeing seawater rising. I see seawater coming in. I see large waves coming in. And I do know that these will eventually, and I'm not saying next week, next month, I don't have a time. But I do know that I've seen them so many times. I would say I've seen tsunamis. Oh my goodness. If I go back for the years, 20 to 25 times. And sometimes they're connected near cities. Sometimes they're always, of course, they're always near coastal areas. And so what I'm seeing in my warning dreams is something on the Pacific side of the ocean breaking, probably underwater, and maybe even on the coastal areas itself, areas near water. And I see water being affected. I just see waves jumping and the sea jumping and boats tossing. And so I think on the east coast, there's something similar that will happen eventually. Then I think in the Gulf area, something's going to come in that area. But I do know this, I consistently, continually see water. Now, why is that important? In my opinion, it's important because as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be at the time of the coming of the Son of Man. Now, also, the Bible talks about the days of Lot. Now, Noah's sign was extreme water and destruction by water. Remember that. Lot's sign was destruction by fire. Now, what's interesting about this fire destruction is the ring of fire. And I want you guys to put up a map of the ring of fire, the Pacific Rim, where over 400 and some inactive volcanoes. Well, let me say this. There's over 400 volcanoes. I think it's 450, 470 in that number. And 45 of them have the tendency of being active in this region. And it's awakening. Something's happening where things are awakening. And this is called the Ring of Fire. And that is the sign of Lot. So fire's connected with Lot. Water is connected with Noah. And when you see this extreme destruction by water or by fire, and it can be it can be forest fires. It can be millions and millions of acres being destroyed. Notice that this is a part of what's happening. Now, I want to read to you this verse of Scripture. I could probably quote it, but it'll come up on the screen. And I want you to pay careful attention to what I'm going to say, because this gives a summary of what it will be like at the end of the end before the Lord returns to earth. This is not necessarily, well, it can't, let me say this, it can be a rapture verse because of the last part of it that says it. But when it says, they shall see the Son of Man in a cloud, that often comes to the second coming. So it's a mixture here, but this is nonetheless total last day verse. There'll be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress of nation with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. So there's the ocean, there's the water, there's the sea. And men's hearts filling them for fear and the expectation of those things that are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Then they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up, lift up your head, for your redemption is drawing near. So here's what's so interesting, and this is what I want to really impart in your spirit right now. God is going to give us dreams and visions. Old men will dream, young men will see visions. And when these visions begin to collect together, for example, when everybody starts seeing the same thing, and you start saying, man, this person had that one, this, everybody's having the same dream, you know it's something that's set to happen. Now, those of you that have my book on the vision, if you don't have it, you need to give it. I talked about the nuclear towers and the nuclear attack of Iran that God gave me years ago, and this is written in 2022, and I want you to get that book and read it, but that's not our actual offer. We have a new offer that's available, an offer that's available, I should say. But here's what I want to say. We should be aware of what's happening. We should pay attention to dreams, especially when they all come together for many people, because in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is established. But remember this, nothing is to scare you. It is to prepare you. The people that should be frightened are unsaved people, lukewarm people, and backslidden people, and people that don't have a covenant relationship with the Lord. And you need to enter into a covenant with the Lord and come back to Him if you're away from Him. We're living in the time of the end. We really are. But we as believers should never be afraid. We look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption is drawing nigh. Now stay tuned for something special and listen to the announcement at the end.
God has reserved the revelation of many prophetic mysteries for the time of the end, a time when knowledge shall increase. Daniel declared, "None of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand." This powerful truth is what inspires us to host an annual prophetic summit, bringing together America's leading speakers and revelators, all gifted in discerning and interpreting end time events. The 2025 Summit featured 14 powerful services with 7 prophetic leaders that Perry Stone is now making available to you in this special Manifest TV offer. When you order, you'll experience these 5 insightful messages from Perry. Is Trump a reformer leading a great American reset? Feasting on the wrong blood, Christians that are fellowshipping with demons. Why is God shaking churches and ministries before the rapture? The Vision, chastisement because of defiant Christians, the nomophobia strike, how angelic demonic wars in heaven are affecting weather on earth. Joseph Z illustrated his unique insights on the whiteboard with a revelation on the spirit of Elijah, the future of America. Bill Cloud brought Hebraic insight to the summit with these 2 messages. He is about to turn the tables over. He trains my hands for war. Mark Biltz used PowerPoint illustrations and charts to reveal Hebrew nuggets in his 2 teachings. Genesis mysteries from the Hebrew language. Birth pangs of the final redemption. John Kilpatrick posed the question, "The earth is speaking. Are you listening?" Plus, Jonathan Kahn expounds with a powerful message tracing the dragon's attack on Israel. And Mario Murillo hits hard with his message, "Away with the sissy false prophets." All 14 messages are now available on DVD for $95 and audio CD or USB drive for $65. This offer is also available for purchase as a digital audio download and video on demand when you visit perrystone.org. DVDs and video on demand include all PowerPoints, whiteboards, scriptures, and illustrations shown by the speakers. You'll receive over 14 hours of prophetic teaching, an investment in knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. Your purchase helps Perry Stone Ministries continue a global outreach. To order, visit perrystone.org or call toll-free 1-888-21-BREAD. That's 1-888-212-7323. Or write to Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee 37320. Include your check and the appropriate offer number. For DVDs, use offer number 25PS-DVD. For CDs, use offer number 25PS-CD. And for USB drive, use offer number 25PS-USB. If you love biblical prophecy, this could be your greatest spiritual investment in 2025. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
I hope you get the material that's being offered, but let me say something, how appreciative I am of how the Lord has helped us the past couple years to really be reaching more people than we've ever reached in the history of our ministry. I've been preaching, actually my first message was when I was 16 years of age. I've been preaching full-time since I was 18. I'm now 66. Get your pencil out or pen and figure out how long I've been in ministry. But the greatest harvest that we've ever seen has happened the past year, and we are just simply seeing the Lord open doors for us. And I believe that part of that is, you know, let me say it this way, there's being called and there's being chosen to do something. And I guess maybe this is the first time I will ever publicly say that I believe we were chosen to present the prophetic message in these days and times. That's why God allowed us to continue on to this season that we're in life, is to be able to teach to you and bring to you and to the world, actually, the end time prophetic message. And I want to thank him alone for that. Real quick, I'm going to be coming to Sheridan Church, Tulsa, Oklahoma, on Sunday, September 7th. I'm going to be coming to the Worth It Worship Summit in Granite City, Illinois. And there's a website that you can go with Paula Stevanovich Price and get the information on that. I think I'm preaching maybe on the weekend there. Covenant Community Church, and that will be in Madisonville, Kentucky on September the 28th, and that will be a Sunday. And we have a lot of other places. Now, I'm reading from what is on our website. If you go to perrystone.org, you can get all the information on the itinerary and our store and so many other things. So God bless you, and we'll see you next week.
The final times and seasons are now upon us. Experience the best of prophecy and revival this coming fall. It will be myself, Perry Stone, Jonathan Kahn, Joseph C., Tommy Bates, Billy Burke, Lyndall Cooley and his worship team, Karen Peck and New River, beginning Tuesday night, October 7th through Saturday, October the 11th, with the Great Fall Festival at the end of the day. I want you to register for this at perrystone.org if you know that you're coming and there's no fee to attend. So I want to tell you that this is going to be, in my opinion, the most significant conference we've ever had, with the best prophecy and a healing service Friday night with Billy Burke. Go to perrystone.org for information.
Help amplify Perry's message and ministry by joining the Partner Strike Force today. As Perry's partner, you'll be supporting multiple outreach programs from Perry Stone Ministries. You'll also receive special access to premium events and materials, such as our Partner Strike Force website, live-streamed prophetic updates, and more. Go to perrystone.org and sign up today.